If you recently watched the Kentucky Derby, then you know how valuable it is to stay in your lane. But what about in business? Being in the business of public relations, I get asked to do a lot of things, many of which I can do, but often I opt not to, and instead choose to stay in my lane especially. Before you drift out of your lane, beware of the fouls you could accidentally make. Just because you are good at one craft or popular with one audience does not mean the same success will follow you into another arena. For example, a celebrity who wants to become a politician or a doctor who decides to be a business owner. It's not that these things are not possible, but success is not guaranteed and you may run into some unexpected setbacks. The pitch challenge today? First, recognize the lane you are in. What are your strengths? What do you know you can do successfully because you've proven yourself time and time again? Then recognize when to say no to opportunities that aren't in your particular lane. I recently met with this international company looking to hire a PR firm for a big project. They want the PR firm to do several different things, many of which I know I can do, but they aren't in my lane for pitch publicity, which is only focused on the publicity and media relations side of PR. So even though I risk losing the entire bid, I told the VP of the company specifically what I could do for them, but if they wanted the other tasks done, they would have to outsource to another company that specializes in crisis communications and international relations. In the end, she thanked me for committing to stay in my lane. She said it was refreshing to get honest feedback about my strengths and made her even more interested in hiring me for this piece of the project that I'm certain I can deliver on. It's true that you may get more opportunities by looking diversified on what you can deliver, but the real question is, will you win the final race by drifting into someone else's lane?